speak with affection, profs and yuppies, about doggies and their puppies. Their legs which overtake the rabbits, their tails that spin or wag or sway. Their splendid teeth, amazing habits, and itch sense from miles away. Well, they may poop in your galoshes, but don't change minds after brainwashes. They can't say nonsense that we may confuse the world by think or pray. Tell them heretic thoughts or teasers, they wag and keep their mouths shut. They yelp and keep their mouths shut. Whatever said, oh charming leisure, dark silences cure like the heather. They're silent with their mouth shut. After they lick your hand or shin, then you lose your will, you cannot think, man. You cannot measure such charisma that can replace your evening drink. Dream if your wife were such a sweetie, you'd tell her fetch, she'd gladly run. Would bring your slippers, seek for treaties, then she would sniff, lie by your toes. With that dog's look, you can't oppose, and tremble from her love and yawn. Her cheeks upon my socks crosswise, she'd only blink with wet warm eyes, as full of longing, free from lies, of longing and of hope likewise. I myself do not mind being silent, I can be pliable, non-violent, can chase my own tail sometimes, shake ears against my cheeks disastrously. In the shadow of worldwide catastrophe, I'm ready joyously 100 times. But minds of Europe are still waiting, if I am leashed or free for stating, what will I say in their support? How can I give them my support? If dogs were able to speak out, true love for them could be in